Hello, this is David.
Yes, hello, this is Catherine from Local Flash. Hi, David. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. It's good to hear. Well, I'm doing well, too. Thank you so much for asking. We do have a client interview scheduled for you today, and that this call is going to take about 20 to 30 minutes. Is this a good time?
Yes, I'm ready.
Wonderful. That's good. But before we start, of course, we just really want to thank you for choosing Local Flash. The purpose of our call today is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. So first, I'll be verifying your business information. Second, I'll be discussing relevant keywords and services that you provide. And lastly, I'll be reviewing the Google business process and discuss what the next steps are. Are we good with that?
Yes.
Okay. So first, let's select a security question. Now, this question is for your protection, so anytime that you call in to request any major changes into your account, our client services team may ask you for the security question. Now, the choices available are mother's maiden name, city you were born, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to choose?
My pet's name.
Okay.
What is this for now?
This is for your security question. Now, if ever you call in to ask for, you know, like I would say major changes, our client services team would need, you know, would actually ask these questions to you just to verify that it's really the account owner who's asking for major changes.
Okay. Yeah. My pet's name, Ella.
And the answer is?
Ella.
Ella, is that an E-L-L-A?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. I'll get that saved. Now, the next step is just, of course, we want to confirm as well if you've been receiving emails from us.
Yes.
Okay. Apparently, we still do not see here a confirmation that you have signed our subscription terms. Can you have it signed? It's in your local, I would say, initial invoice email.
Okay. You want me to do that now?
Yes, I mean, if you could have it signed now, that'll be, you know, that'll be perfect.
Okay. I'll try not to hang up. I'm not good with phones. See, I don't know how. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Not a problem. You can go to your email. Go to your email, pull up the Local Flash initial invoice, and then once you've pulled it up, then you can move forward and I would say sign the subscription terms.
I'm doing it. Now, what am I supposed to do now?
Email?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and client interview. Call reminder. It might be this one here. Flash. Okay. I'm supposed to what? Push yes. It's got July 21st. Local Flash. C-I-E-N-G, and then a number?
Not that. It should say Local Flash initial invoice. I'm thinking you're in the client interview reminder.
Okay. Local Flash initial invoice.
Yep. That was sent to you yesterday at about 7 a.m. If you want to, I can send you a new email now so it goes on top of your email list.
I got it here.
Okay, cool. Now, when you open up the Local Flash initial invoice, you can see there a blue link. It says, please click here to accept subscription terms. Click on the blue link, and then after that, just go over the terms and conditions. Make sure that you tick the box for cancellation and refunds before you put in your name as it appears above the orange box.
Okay, I'm supposed to push where it says www.localsplash. FOM terms and conditions?
Oh, no. Just it would say, please click here to accept subscription terms. Just click on that. Just click on the word click here, and it should bring you to our subscription terms.
Okay.
It should say local / terms of experience.
No.
Now you go back to the email.
Yeah, I went back to the email.
Okay. Go back to the email and again, okay. Click on click here.
Yeah, I got that. I just got it.
Okay, cool.
And it says splash terms of experience.
Yep.
Local splash terms of experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And under there it says click here. See complete terms of experience. Please click here. Is that what I'm supposed to do?
Oh, if you want to check on the complete terms of experience, yes, but that page is already good. You should see there details about our services, your current subscription, and the page or the box for you to sign.
I'm like, the costs, I'm there. Base.
Mm-hmm. Just make sure that you tick the box for under cancellation and refunds before you sign it. Now, when you sign it, you just have to type in your name as it appears above the orange box. You know, copy the uppercase, the lowercase.
Okay, I just push the box that says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signature of the card.
Okay, that's correct. And then lower than that, it should say signature.
Okay.
And it says sign. Yes, type in your name. Copy as it is, you know, as it is spelled or as it is capitalized above the box. It should say David Chapman. Copy that. And then click on confirm signature.
Okay, I got David Chapman.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, confirm signature.
Mm-hmm.
And then username. David Chapman.
It's good. It's good. Not really. That it would definitely confirm that you've signed our subscription terms if it brings you to the login credentials. Now, the login credentials, that will be forwarded to you after this interview. So you'll be getting an email about it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So all good with that is thank you so much for having our subscription terms signed. Aside from that, do the next steps. Let's just proceed with, I would say, verifying all these business information that we have. And, of course, see if these are all correct. And if you do hear anything that is incorrect, please let us know, and we'll make necessary changes. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, your business name, that is the Patchman Drywall Repair.
Dave the Patchman. Dave the Patchman.
Okay. So we'll have it as Dave the Patchman. Yeah. And then drywall repair. So Dave, D-A-V-E.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Dave the Patchman Repair. Dave the Patchman Drywall Repair. Okay. Aside from that, too, the address that we do have here is going to be 4101 Rising Drive. That is in Cajun, Oklahoma, 73016.
Yes, Cashion, C-A-S-H-I-O-N.
Sure. Is that a home address or an office location?
Home address.
Home address. Now, if we are to send a mail to that address, are you able to receive it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And, of course, maybe because it's a home address, we will make sure we get that hidden. So rest assured that for all the listings and for all the campaigns that we're going to do, the address is not going to be seen.
Okay.
Okay. And aside from that, too, the phone number that your clients will be contacting you at, that's going to be 405-209-7127. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. And that's going to be up unless if you opt into our call tracking feature. Have you heard of call tracking?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
Not really tracking the package, but let me tell you more about it instead. So our services actually comes with an integrated call tracking. And what it does is it'll allow you to monitor exactly how many calls you get from our marketing campaigns. Now all the calls will go directly to your phone, and the number can be changed at any time. The number will still be a local area phone number, and that should still start with the current area phone number that you have, which is, of course, 405. It also comes with a call tracking reporting, which allows you to track and monitor the calls that you receive from our client dashboard. Now, most importantly, the call tracking number helps to reduce scam calls and the majority of telemarketers. Do you think you can benefit from a call tracking number?
I don't know.
I understand. Again, it's going to be a different phone number that we will be putting up online, but all calls are going to go directly to your phone real time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want my phone number out there.
Of course. Yeah, that's actually one of the purpose of the call tracking number, of course, to make sure that we do not show your personal phone number online. So I get that set up. Okay. And aside from that, too, just to give you a heads up as well, Dave, that we do have an optional product that we can associate it with, and this is what we call a call tracking greeting. So what happens here is that we do hire professional voice actors or actresses to do the greeting for you. So for example, that'll sound like, hi, thank you for calling Dave the Patchman Drywall Repair. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are an existing customer, or please press 2 if you are a new customer. And with that option, you also get to select either a female voice or a male voice. Now, the call tracking greeting does have a one-time setup fee of $39, but that's just one time, and for sure is enough to get that impression from your potential clients that this is a trusted business.
I don't need any extras.
Okay, for sure. That's not a problem, but please take note that at any point, you can always opt into it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And aside from that, too, I actually do not see here any website, and of course, it's something that we can help you out with. We will be able to create you a website, and we'll get you a domain name. Now, when it comes to domain names, we highly recommend that we keep it specific to your business name. Is that okay?
If it doesn't cost more.
Well, it's not going to cost you more. It's included in the package that you pay for.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll get you a domain name. Let me check. Because actually your business name is really long. Would you like us to just use Dave the Patchman? Or does it really have? Okay. And do you want to go for a .com, .co, .net, or a .pro domain?
I don't know what any of that matters.
Okay. Well, not necessarily that there's much of a difference between these. It's just that .com is the most commonly used one. You know, Google.com, Facebook.com, Yahoo.com.
I'm just a simple drywall patch guy.
Yes, I understand.
I have no idea about any of that stuff.
How about this instead? Let's go for DaveThePatchman.com.
Okay.
Okay. But just to give you a heads up as well, I know it's not going to cost you anything, but if ever you wish to discontinue and you want to own it, that'll be for $99 for the domain. Okay? But that's just in case you want to own it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And aside from that, too, the email address that we do have here, okay, that'll be DaveThePatchman@gmail.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, all you have to do is to make sure that you do check your email often, as we're going to be sending you updates directly to your email. All right?
Okay.
Okay. And aside from that, too, the next steps, let's just proceed with verifying all, going over your keywords. And when we say keywords, these are actually the services that your consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. And as far as what I do see here, you mainly do drywall repair, or you are a drywall contractor, correct?
Drywall repair.
Okay. So that is a main service that you do, drywall repair or sheetrock repair. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. But is there any other service that you do? Like, I have here a few keywords that are most relevant to drywalls, and that these are really good keywords as they're based in research. However, if you do hear anything that you don't do, or if you want to add or remove some of the keywords that we have, just please let us know and we'll take care of it for you.
Okay.
Okay. So maybe there are actually other services that you do. Like, for example, we do have here drywall repair, drywall contractor, drywall services, drywall installation, drywall replacement, sheetrock services, sheetrock repair, sheetrock installation, sheetrock replacement. We also have here commercial drywall, commercial sheetrock.
Just drywall repair.
Okay, just drywall repair, okay?
Yes.
No other no other keyword, just drywall repair?
Correct.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
Sure, not a problem. And just after that, too, just to give you a heads up, we would also go over a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how we are going to market you online. Is there anything unique about your business?
That I need my experience?
Okay.
Not
necessarily your experience, but just anything that you think sets you apart from your competitors.
Just my experience.
Okay, your experience.
Yes. I've done it like 54 years now, so.
Okay, sure. Wonderful. It's wonderful that you got over 50 years of experience. Okay. Now, how about free estimates? Do you do that?
I have people send me a picture. I don't want to drive across the city to look at a job that I might not get. So I have them send me a picture, describe it, and I do my best over the phone. Yeah.
Okay, so we're not going to include that. We're not going to put free estimates, but do you offer discounts?
No.
Okay. You do not offer discounts, but how about the prices that you have? How would you like to describe it? Are they affordable and competitive? Fair and competitive, or just affordable, or probably just competitive, maybe?
Just say fair.
Okay, that's fair and competitive, and is this a family-owned or a locally owned and operated business?
Yes.
Is it family-owned or locally-owned?
I own.
Okay, you own it, so that means it's locally-owned and operated. You're the sole proprietor?
Yes.
Okay. Aside from that, too, here's what we're going to have for your business uniqueness. You do offer fair and competitive prices. This is a locally owned and operated business. We're also going to add that you provide superior service. You offer quality work. You cater to customers' needs. You are responsible, reliable, timely, honest, careful, professional, friendly, confidential, clean, fast, and efficient. How's that?
Yeah. But doesn't everybody say that?
Oh, for sure. Okay, and aside from that, too, we want to go ahead and check if you have a mission statement. Do you have one? Do you have a mission statement?
a mission statement?
Yep, a mission statement.
No. I don't know what a mission statement would be.
Okay, well, that's fine. It's not a problem, but here's what we can suggest we do. We can suggest you a mission statement. Obviously, this is a generic mission statement, but if you do happen to have your own mission statement, please let us know as well so we can get it updated on our end. Is that okay?
I guess so.
Okay. Well, we do have here at Dave the Patchman Drywall Repair, our mission is to provide high-quality services to clients with great customer satisfaction. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. And aside from that, do you have about a tagline or a slogan, you know, like a catchphrase? Do you have one?
No. When they ask me to do other stuff, I say I'm jack of all, master of one.
I'm sorry? I am...
I'm jack of all, master of one, but I don't think I want to put that down.
Okay, you know, for sure.
People call me for other stuff now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, not a problem. How about we start off by saying customer satisfaction is our top priority?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And also, aside from that, you mentioned that you have been doing this for over 50 years, but when did you establish your business?
It's not like I've established, you know, I've been in drywall for 53 years, and I've been patching for the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was a drywall contractor with LLC, and now I'm just pretty much an individual. I don't really have a LLC or anything like that anymore.
That's fine. But when was it exactly that you established or that you started the business?
Well, I'd say it's been all my life. I've been in this business all my life. I don't have a date for anything.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, just a year. Not really the exact date, but just a year. The year that you established the business.
54 years. 1970. No, it was before then. Just put 1970.
Okay, for sure. Not a problem. We'll put it here, 1970. And aside from that, too, you mentioned that you're only the one that's working, so you don't have any other employees. Not necessarily like regular employees, but just any approximate of how many people assist you when it comes to the services that you offer.
I'm alone.
Okay, sure, not a problem. And aside from that, too, when it comes to your Google business profile, of course, we do see that it's located in Cashin, but do you happen to have any other cities or counties that you do want to target? Like I would say 5 or 10 cities maximum, or if you want to do counties, we can do counties as well.
Oklahoma City and suburbs.
Okay. Oklahoma City, we'll include that in here. But of course, we have Cashin and then Oklahoma City. Correct?
Yes.
What else?
Cashin's a small town northwest of Oklahoma City, and I can, like, do all the towns all around the city.
Okay. What else?
Like say, you know, 75-mile radius, something like that, from where I live.
Okay. No, I totally understand it's a 75-mile radius, but when it comes to targeting areas, we highly recommend we target specific cities or counties instead.
Mm-hmm. Well, Oklahoma City County and the counties around it.
Okay, like Oklahoma.
Logan, I'm in Logan County.
Logan County.
There's Canadian County. I don't know all the counties around.
Okay.
Or I don't have it right in front of me.
Don't worry. If it's fine, it's totally fine. You can forward it to us via email later on. But yeah. Please make sure you
send us a list. Yeah, all around Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Just make sure you send us a list of it. Okay? Aside from that, too, are you light, do you work for a commercial, residential, or both?
Whoever calls me and pays me enough, I'll work for them. I can only do small jobs, so I'm older, and you know that's why I'm a patch man. I do drywall repair work, but I'll do it for anybody, even you.
Mhm. Well, thank you so much for that. Okay, but yeah, no worries. So this is only for residential, right?
Yes. I
gotta
say,
no commercial.
No, like I say, anybody that calls me to patch a hole, I'll go patch it.
So let's say both commercial and residential. But are you licensed and insured?
I've got insurance, no license.
Okay. That's good. Do you have your license number with you?
I said I have insurance, but no license.
Oh, okay. I was actually thinking, I heard that, yeah, I have insurance and license, but no worries. We'll
yeah, no license. Here.
Okay, yeah. No license. But how about the hours of... Sure. How about the hours of your operation?
In the before noon. I'm done at noon. 8:30 to 12:30. 8:30 to 1:30.
Okay. So that's going to be 8:30 to 1:30, 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Aside from that, too, how about Saturdays and Sundays? Do you accept appointments, or are you closed on both days?
I don't work weekends.
Okay, so we'll have Saturdays and Sundays closed. Aside from that, too, what are the payment methods that you accept?
I usually ask for cash.
Okay, that's cool. So just cash, no checks?
No.
Okay, not a problem. How about a Google business profile? Do you know if you have one?
A Google profile?
Yes. Like, have you ever registered the business in Google and received a postcard?
No.
Okay, no worries. I will take care of it. We will be creating you a Google business profile and, of course, get that optimized. You will be receiving a postcard in about 5 to 7 days to the address that you gave us earlier. And that will contain a 5 to 6 digit PIN code. Now, when you do receive the postcard, all you have to do is to give us a call or send us an email so we can verify you with Google as a legitimate business. Now, please do not try to enter it yourself, as it might complicate the process with Google.
Okay.
Okay. So, again, please do not be tempted to enter it yourself. It's really going to complicate things with Google. Now, aside from that, too, if you're all good with those, we want to confirm if you have any other locations for the business, or is it the only location?
My home's my only location. Yeah, is that what you're asking? Hello?
Yes?
Are you asking, is my home my only location?
No. What I'm trying to say is that for the business, do you have any other locations for the business?
No.
Like you might have it on another city or state?
Okay.
No, so this is the only location for now. And aside from that, I would say we do have all the details that we need, and of course we'll send those to our provisioning team. Now we have two options for you, David. The first option is going to result into your business being prominently displayed on websites like Yelp, Facebook, and of course Google. So those are actually what we call quality directories. Now, the second option is going to result into your business being sent to all public directories that we do have. And while that just gets you listed in all those directories, it's more of like a broader approach. And that's how we reach more directories, many of which are actually known to feed directly to telemarketing campaigns. That is why we highly suggest that when we do start, we start with the first option that get you is Google, Facebook, and Yelp. Are you okay with it?
Yes.
Again, it's going to be the quality directories that we're going to list you on. It's Google, Facebook, Bing, and Yelp. All right? Okay. Okay, and with that, I just really want to double check as well. Are you... Okay, let me pull it up here. Do you want this to publish you on Yelp?
I know what Google is. I don't know what Yelp is.
Okay, Yelp is actually one of the directories that also has a very good number of potential clients.
Okay. Well, whatever apps show up on my phone, you know, just tell me which ones to check. Like I know to, you know, my email, I know to check that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's all, though. And my text messages, I check that. Yeah. Do I have to pay extra for any of that?
Oh, no. No, no, not at all. It's included in the package that you pay for. And definitely Yelp is a very good directory. It also kind of attracts a lot of potential clients. So would you like us to list you on Yelp?
Sure, whatever works. This is why I'm paying you.
Yep, so we'll get you up on Yelp. How about Facebook? Do you have a Facebook business page?
No.
Okay. How about a personal page?
I don't have a page.
No Facebook at all?
No, my wife does.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. When it comes to Facebook, it's actually something that... we need to create your Facebook business page. Okay, that's why I'm asking if you have a personal page, because for us to successfully create it, we need to get a personal page so we can add you as an admin. Okay, we can add you as an admin to that Facebook business page that we will be creating. Okay? The reason behind that is included in your package is that we will run some ads. There is $100 that we actually allocate for your Facebook ads campaign. Okay? Now, if you want to, you can just use your wife's email. I mean, email, not Facebook. Anyway, this is only for you to access the Facebook page. We do not in any way, of course, disclose the personal email. I mean, the personal Facebook. Or you can create a new one for yourself. Depends. You want to, you know, just have as your wife's Facebook business, personal page, or you can create it yourself. By then, we can move forward and expand.
Yeah. Like I said, I didn't want to pay for any extras.
Oh, no. It's not an extra. It is included in your package. That's why I said it's very important that we have a Facebook page, because we will be running some ads on Facebook, and that is included in your package.
Okay.
So that's not something that you need to
pay. Can we do my wife's one?
You say we can do the one on my wife? Because I'm not really into that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay.
Sure, that's totally okay.
Ah, okay.
Okay. But definitely, we'll proceed on creating you one. And if you want to, let's just use your wife's personal Facebook. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. I'll send you an email with a very detailed step-by-step process on how you could get the correct URL. Or would you like me to walk you through?
I can read if you want to send me the
email. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
That would be perfect. The earliest time that you forward us a profile link, then that will be the earliest time that we can add you as well as an admin. So you gain full access of the Facebook business page that we will be creating. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, and again, no additional charges. It's already included in the package that you paid for.
Okay.
Okay. Now, aside from that, too, when it comes to Facebook ads, I just have here a few more questions. So, do you want to send us pictures for the ads?
I guess I can. Pictures of texture?
not really, but picture of your past work that we can use in creating the ads.
Okay, I'll make an effort for that.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. How about I would say the call to action button. What call to action button would you like to have?
The what now?
The call to action button. What would you like to have? Is that going to be calls, messages, or website visits?
Either one.
Okay, so either one. How about we recommend calls and messages instead? Calls, of course, that's the main thing. And messages, because a lot of people in social media rely on sending you messages. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. So we'll get that to messages and calls. And I would say for now, when it comes to a logo, do you have a logo too, Dave?
No.
Would you like us to create your logo still included in the package that you paid for?
Okay.
Okay. And with that, Dave, I would say you're all set. You're going to be receiving a few emails from us in the next few days. As I mentioned earlier, the first emails, that will be your keywords email, so please review them. If you want to go ahead and make any changes or add any other keywords, just please respond to that email with the changes that you want. And also, you'll be receiving your photos emails. If you do have pictures of your completed work, we can use these for your Google listing and also for the restaurant, and also for the rest of the directories that you will be doing. Now, please make sure to send us at least 20 pictures that follow the criteria on the email. They should have a wide angle and a high resolution, and if you do have a logo, please include it in the pictures too. Aside from that, you'll also be receiving an email with your login credentials to your client dashboard. Now, that's going to allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. It's also mobile-friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. Now, your client dashboard will show you how many calls and clicks you are receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, as well as the directories that lists your business on. Another email will also be the rest of the update, so please make sure that you do check it out from time to time. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And if you're all good with those, Dave, let me just tell you more a bit about the time frame and what you need to expect. Now, here at local/Dave, your online information will be monitored and, of course, corrected on a daily basis. Everything will be live within 7 to 14 days, and maximum results can be achieved within 30 to 45 days. So don't forget, you can visit your dashboard to see your listings, create posts, and update content. Now, all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence. And it can also result in all types of calls, service requests, competitors, and along with others. And please take note that any solicitor calls requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google listing are scam calls. So if you happen to have any questions, please give us a call before responding to any questionable requests you might receive. And this is definitely going to conclude our interview for today. Thank you so much for your patience and taking the time to answer all of my questions. Do you happen to have any questions I can help you out with?
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay. But if ever you happen to have any questions, please give us a call or send us an email. Our client support phone number is 877-635-6225. And also, you'll be receiving our contact information via email. Our hours are from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, and that's Mondays through Fridays. We're also available through text message, and you can schedule with us at your appointments. Please give us a call. Please give us a call before responding to any questionable requests you might receive. And this is definitely going to conclude our interview for today. Thank you so much for your patience and taking the time to answer all of my questions. Do you happen to have any questions I can help you out with?
No.
Okay. But if ever you do have questions moving forward, Dave, you can always just email us or reach out to us via phone or client support phone number. That's 877-635-6225. And also, you'll be receiving our contact information via email. Our hours are from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, and that's Mondays through Fridays. We're also available through text message, and you can schedule appointments with us at your convenience. So please just look out for emails and updates from us in the next few weeks. And also, please expect a call from us in the next few days to accept you or to go over your Google business process and your dashboard. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So once again, I'm Dave. This is Catherine, and Local/Woody really wants to thank you for your business. We really do look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company. You have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you. I'm
for
looking
sure.
forward to you.
Bye.
All right.
We'll look
thank
forward
you. Bye.
To your good things, Dave. Bye.
All right. Bye.